sort of rhetoric that the Russian colleague wishes to enter into. I've made our position very clear. Russia needs to take heed of the message from so many states. But I would say a few words about the situation in Duma. Up to 75 people, including children, were killed in a despicable and barbaric attack in Duma on the 7th of April. The World Health Organization has reported that 500 patients seen by its partners in Syria had symptoms consistent with chemical weapons exposure. The world has seen the harrowing images of men, women, and children lying dead with foam in their mouths. These were innocent families who, at the time of the chemical weapon was unleashed, were seeking shelter underground in basements. First-hand accounts from NGOs and aid workers have detailed burns to the eyes, suffocation and skin discoloration with a chlorine-like odour surrounding the victims. As my Prime Minister said on the 14th of April, we are clear about who is responsible for this atrocity. A significant body of information, including intelligence, indicates the Syrian regime is responsible for this latest attack. Open source accounts allege a barrel bomb was used to deliver the chemicals and a regime helicopter was seen above Duma on the evening of the 7th of April. The opposition does not operate helicopters or use barrel bombs. Reliable intelligence indicates that Syrian military officials coordinated what appears to be the use of chlorine in Duma on the 7th of April. No other group could have carried out this attack. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There was last request for the floor from the